Words of hope sustained God's chosen people as they awaited the promised Messiah. A star will come out of Jacob, a scepter will rise out of Israel. The endless despair of bondage enveloped the children of Israel for generations. Yet they held to the promise that God's chosen one would someday come to set them free, releasing them from the hopelessness of their long, dark night. And so they waited for the morning star to arise. The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you, for the Lord will be your everlasting light.
Draped across a midnight sky, a veil of stars, a shroud of silent night.
We live deep within the veil, an azure spark, a burst of glory bright.
Emmanuel, Emmanuel. shadows of the night. Shatter darkness with your light, Emmanuel. Rising up.
In accordance with the perfect plan of God, the time came for the Messiah to be born. The angel Gabriel was sent to a virgin named Mary, who was pledged to a man named Joseph. "Do not be afraid," the angel said, "for you have found favor with God. You will bear a child, and you are to name him Jesus. And he will be great and be called the Son of the Most High." An angel also visited Joseph in a dream, in which he was told to take Mary as his wife. "What is conceived in Mary is of the Holy Spirit," the angel said. All of this took place to fulfill the prophecies of old, for Mary and Joseph had been divinely chosen by God.
Thank you.
A royal decree was issued by Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of the entire Roman world. Everyone was to return to their own towns to register. So Joseph took Mary, to whom he was pledged, and they traveled to Bethlehem. While they were there, the time came for the child to be born. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, for there had been no room for them in the inn. This fulfilled the prophecy of Micah. But you, O Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come one who will be ruler over Israel.
Thank you.
false alarm, stay up. This is where we ask you to come and help us. We're going to sing, O Come All Ye Faithful. And that is, what is that in your program? 234. If you would all stand if you're able. And we will be singing verses 1 and 4. Excuse me, 1 and 6. You'll see 6 on the top of the next page in your hymnals. So 1 and 6.
O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels.
O come, let us adore him.
O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord.
6.
Yea, Lord, we greet thee on this
happy morning.
Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Wherever the Father now in flesh appears, come, let us adore. Oh, come, let us adore Christ the Lord.
Thank you. May all be seated now. Thank you. That was glorious. There were shepherds out in the nearby Judean hillsides, keeping watch o'er their flocks. Suddenly the dark night was split open as an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of God shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." A great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angels, praising God and proclaiming glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace to all on whom his favor rests. Oh, stand if you're able, and we are all going to sing. Hark the herald angels sing. All three verses.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful are ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies. Earth angelic hosts proclaim, month is born. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ my highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. May the time behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in treasure hide, hail the incarnate deity, let the dust of flesh to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, lift with healing in his wings.
And he
glory by, born that we may
born to raise us from the earth, born to give us second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Thank you. Thank you.
Where did you come from?
Baby in the manger.
Where did he come from?
Mary's baby boy.
Where did he come from?
A sleeping in the manger. He come from the glory. Yes, he come from the glory. He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom. He come from the glory. He come from the glorious kingdom.
And I wonder who was it singing?
A singing of the glory.
Who is that singing?
Angels tell the news.
Who is that singing?
Oh, we live out in glory. They come from the glory. Yes, they come from the glory. They come from the glory. They come from the glorious kingdom. They come from the glory. They come from the glorious kingdom.
And I wonder, what do they call him?
They call him baby Jesus.
What do they call him?
Glory, Prince of Peace.
What do they call him?
They call him King Jesus. They come from the glory.
Yes, they come
from the glory.
And we're singing glory.
Glory at the highest,
glory and peace on earth.
Glory, glory at the highest. They come from the glory.
We're singing glory, singing
glory in the highest.
Glory and peace on earth.
Glory,
singing glory
at the highest. They come from the glory.
Yes, they come.
They come from the glory.
And if you would join us again, angels from the realms of glory. And what page is that on my program, Doc? 238. And let me find it myself. I forgot how many verses we're going to do, and I'll tell you as soon as I see it. Just 1 and 4, verses 1 and 4.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing all the praise, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous praise. Gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo. Angel lay, whom the choirs of angels praise. Mary, Joseph, lend your aid, while our hearts in love we raise.
Gloria
in excelsis Deo.
Chelsea's
there.
When the angels had left the shepherds and returned to heaven, they said to one another, "We must go to Bethlehem to see this child and all that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they went with haste in search of the newborn Messiah. There they found Mary, Joseph, and the baby, who was lying in a manger, just as they had been told. After they had seen the child, they joyously spread the word about what they had witnessed. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had seen.
Suddenly splitting the eastern sky, there shone a heavenly light. Running and shouting and yelling and crying, through heaven the joyous word, telling the people what they had heard about the glorious word. Why do they sing? Why do they shout? What is the celebration about? What is the meaning of the news they bring? Why do the shepherds sing? Why do the shepherds sing? For years we have waited, and for a sign, a prophecy fulfilled. Announcing the dawn of God's kingdom, according to his will. What was the vision the shepherds had seen? What was the gleam in their eyes? Why were they singing and dancing around, joyously filling the skies? Why did they sing? Why did they shout? What is the celebration about? What is the meaning of the news they bring? Why do the shepherds sing? Why do the shepherds sing?
Why do the shepherds sing and shout?
Why do the shepherds sing and shout? Why do the shepherds sing and shout? What is the celebration about? Why do they sing? Why do they shout? What is the celebration about? What is the meaning of the news they bring? Jesus is born, they sing. Praise to the newborn King. That's why the shepherds sing.
God's promise had been fulfilled. The light of the world had come. The morning star had risen. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. In him was life, and that life was the light to all people. The light shines in the darkness. The true light that gives light to all people was coming into the world. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star." Jesus also said, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." Stand, if you would, and we're going to sing "Joy to the World." And all verses.
Yeah. word, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. The every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ the fields and floods, rock hills and plains. Repeat the sounding joy.
No more sins, the sorrows grow, and on the vast ground he comes to make his ashes flow.
For as the curse is hard, for as the curse is far, for as the curse is found, he rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nation flow. A glory is all his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.
We want to thank you all for coming as we come to the finale of our cantata. Thank you so much, and I hope your spirits have been as lifted as mine have been today. And that's quite a bit. Quite a bit. Sorry. False alarms. Here we go.
This little light of mine. this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, 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 let it shine.
Joyful.